Experts from a number of areas are meeting today and tomorrow at the Capital Center in Albany, considering how to make schools safe places to learn and prevent another Columbine, Parkland, or Sandy Hook. The workshop is being held by the University at Albany School of Education and the College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity, of which Robert Griffin is dean.
How we as a community can better respond to and recover from school events. We also have a series of trainings that are meant to be hands-on training, so things like stop the bleed, understanding emergency sign language, how to develop emergency plans. And tomorrow's event will be tops by the comptroller, the state comptroller, coming in speaking about his findings as far as school preparedness.
Have the events at Columbine through Parkland, have they been studied by people like yourself and by the police to determine how to respond to them or how to prevent them?
They have. There's a great deal of research that has gone into it, but what we're seeing is that school violence is on a marked increase, particularly in the last two decades. You think back to Columbine in 1999, you think to the situation in Beslan and the Caucasus in 2004, Virginia Tech, Parkland, Sandy Hook, and unfortunately what we're seeing is a marked increase in the number of events and the severity of the events.
And I understand there will also be some response and first aid training as well.
That is correct. Part of what we're looking to do is to intermix the educational components of our sessions with real hands-on learning, so that idea of the experiential learning piece, elements of how to deal with these crises that the folks that are here can bring back to their respective organizations. Part of what we want to make sure is that we can help people think through not only how they're going to respond, but also empower them in the sense that there are things that you can do to be an active responder in case a situation like this should occur at your agency or institution.
You know, when I went to school, we had fire drills. Do they have drills nowadays in schools to respond to this type of situation?
Sadly, they do. Schools are mandated to have lockdown drills, and it's an element of the new reality that our children face that people like me and you didn't. I'm actually old enough to go back and remember when we did the duck and cover drills, actually, for for the potential for an atomic bomb or a nuclear attack. But now we worry about active shooters.
And I understand there will be some mental health discussion. How do you find these people before, sometimes these shooters sort of give warnings that something is going to happen?
You know, there's a couple of issues with the mental health aspects, particularly of the sessions that we're holding. Obviously, we're concerned about the mental health and well-being of the students and faculty and staff and parents involved. We're also concerned about how do we identify the characteristics of someone who may be moving towards violence, and that's where it gets tricky in the sense of how do we understand social media, how do we understand the elements of postings that may border towards someone becoming violent rather than just somebody just spouting off. At the same time, we worry and have to think through the policy implications of privacy and civil liberties. That's all part of the conversations that we're having today and tomorrow.
Robert Griffin is Dean of the College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity at the University of Albany, which is sponsoring a school preparedness and safety summit today and tomorrow at the Capital Center in Albany.